Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to a special edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today is my lovely and talented co-host Emily's birthday, and we're going to celebrate the best way that we know how, which is, of course, on air. Hey, Amy, there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, happy birthday to start off.
Thank you. I'm so happy it's my birthday finally. Okay, I just want to make a quick announcement, guys. I did an interview with Soap Steel today, and it'll be out tomorrow morning on Soap Steel's site, so you guys can read it if you really care, but it's out.
I'll be sure to look
tomorrow.
For it.
Okay. So, guys, guess what happened yesterday? Cody and I met for the first time ever.
Exactly. And before we get into that story, we have a caller that I wasn't expecting.
Hold on. I hate when you do stuff like that to me.
I wasn't expecting this. I promise you I was not expecting this.
Lord.
A 201-year-old. A 201.
Hello.
Hello, 201.
I'm so real. I'm finally
here. Hey, Lisa.
Oh, you called us. Yay.
Yes, you did.
Happy
she
birthday,
called me.
Amy.
Thank you. I convinced her to call the show, so. Yay. How are you?
I'm good. I just couldn't resist seeing that it was your birthday, and your wonderful invitation. You just made my day, and you and Cody make my day out every day. So, but I hope you have had a good day so far.
Yes, I have. Thank you. I got to leave school early today, so that made my life better. Got to come home. My mom let me leave at 11:30, so that was nice. If you stay till a certain time, you get counted as being there the whole day, so she let me leave.
Hi,
nice nap. So, I'm so glad you called us finally.
I just wanted to say to you that we appreciate all your support of us in the show and what we're trying to do.
Yes, absolutely.
I really appreciate that.
And I appreciate you interviewing me because nobody ever wants to interview me. I'm always the one interviewing. So it was nice to be on the other side of stuff for, like, the first time ever. Okay, well, let's see. I had something I was going to say, but I forgot what it was. So, Cody, you can go ahead and talk.
I don't think I'm going to put Lisa back on hold and we appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, Lisa.
Yep. So, go ahead and tell everybody about our first meeting.
Okay, guys, it was amazing. So yesterday, Cody came back from his vacation, and I was in Dixon, which is on the way to his house in Memphis. And he came by my house and had his family and had lunch with my family. And we had a great time. It was so amazing. And he brought me an amazing birthday present all the way back from Arizona. And it was so fun. And I'm so glad it happened. And we took selfies, and they're on Twitter if you guys want to see them. And I sent them to Lisa to publish with her article about me. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Let me back up and say this. I had just gotten back from a week-long trip to Denver and Phoenix, which is part of my baseball trips. So me and Em had this plan for a while, hadn't we?
Yeah, well, I knew when he was coming back, and so I asked my mom a couple weeks ago, and she was like, let me think about it. Like, she was like, let me think about it, because we're going to have company already. because my grandparents are here this weekend. And then she finally said, she said no at first because she said we had some plans. And then she said that it would be crowded. But then she changed her mind the next morning, I guess she, because that was the night before. That was on Thursday night. And I guess Friday morning she felt bad. And then she texted me Friday morning and said, tell Cody to come over on Sunday. So it was so fun. I'm so glad we had. And it wasn't like, you know how sometimes, like, okay, my friend Sammy and I, we met on Twitter, and we, the first time we ever FaceTimed, it was super weird and awkward, but then we really got, had a really good time. It wasn't awkward at all with your family and you, like, it just felt like we were already family. Like, it's, it was no
deal.
It didn't seem awkward to me at all. I was like, because I was kind of excited, but kind of nervous because I'd never really met you before. But it was so fun, and then your mom just came up and hugged me, and then I was like, okay, yeah, this is going to be fun. And it wasn't awkward or weird at all, guys. It was so, like, fun.
You know,
it seemed like we'd already met. It didn't even seem like anything new.
I've told people this before. The first time I meet somebody face-to-face, 9 times out of 10, I will hug you.
Yeah, I got 2 hugs, guys. So I'm better than you all because I get 2 hugs.
And 9 times out of 10,
and a present.
I will hug you. So...
He gave me 2 hugs and a present. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And his mom hugged me and his dad, so it was nice.
My mom bought this little thing when we were in Arizona. It it has your name on it, and it has the prince knit. It has the origin of your name, and it's got... You got these little things about you, which I thought described you to a T.
And then your mom, when I opened it, she's like, Emily, it's so much like you. And whoever wrapped my present wrapped it in pink glitter paper, and I knew, I was like, see, they know me so well. Like, it was wrapped in pink glitter paper.
And that was my aunt, actually. My aunt wrapped that.
Yeah, I was like, whoever did this knows me so well, because it was wrapped in hot pink glitter paper with a big bow. It was awesome. And he got Sahara to write me a note. Well, actually, 2 notes. So that was super awesome, too. It was great. A little surprise. Because I didn't expect anything, so.
Off topic here for a little bit. Oh, my God. Sahara is the sweetest.
I'm jealous.
Ever.
He got to go meet Sahara in Arizona, and he got to have Cheesecake Factory without me. I was pretty pissed, actually, because I was like, not only is he meeting her without me, which I was jealous of already, then they had Cheesecake Factory, which is just an insult, because, like, I'm not even Italian, but I swear I have Italian blood, as much Italian food as I eat, and then they go and have Cheesecake Factory, and I was like, I'm going to kill myself with this English book.
No. Oh, check your Twitter right quick, Em.
Check my Twitter. Okay, hang on. On speaker. Okay, I'm checking my Twitter. Am I going to pass
check your mentions.
Mentions. Okay, I don't know. Oh, Kristen, I love my girl Kristen. Thank you. Shout out to Kristen Burt for the happy birthday.
Yes, absolutely.
I went on my mom's Twitter earlier because I didn't want to tweet celebrities myself and look desperate. So I went on my mom's, because I feel embarrassed asking. I know you, it doesn't embarrass you, but it embarrasses me. My mom went on there, and I went on my mom's Twitter, and I tweeted at several people, and I was like, today's my daughter's birthday, you should tweet her.
I saw that, actually. I actually thought that was your mom.
No, it was me, but it was on her account. But Laura Wright tweeted me twice, guys, and you know she's my girl. Cody tweeted her and said, today's Emily's birthday. I'm sure she'd love a shout-out. And she said, happy, happy. And then I said, thank you with a heart. And then she sent me the kiss emoji. So, yeah, we had a whole conversation in emojis, guys. We're on that level of friendship.
Pretty much.
Oh, I meant to tell you this. I sent Cassie our pictures last night because she wanted to see. I said, because she knew, I told her on Tuesday night that you were coming on Sunday, even though it wasn't, like, for sure yet, because I knew it was going to happen. Then I sent her last night, I said, Cody and I met for the very first time today, and we had an amazing time, and I wanted to share the pictures. And she said, fabulous, you guys look like you had such fun, so happy for everyone. And so yep. It's nice. Just Cassie and I are like on a friendship level now where we bond, I guess. It's kind of awesome.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I kind of die over the fact that I'm friends with Cassie Beats. And Ian Buchanan posted on my Facebook wall. Can we take a moment?
A buddy of mine, because, you know, it was my birthday about a week ago. So, a buddy of mine said on Facebook, of course, he wished me a happy birthday, and he said, you got Apache Peace to wish you a happy birthday? It doesn't get much better than that, buddy.
It doesn't. At all.
I'm like,
but she was
dude,
on
I can do
Twitter
agree with
earlier.
That. I have to agree with that.
Yeah, she tweeted it. She didn't tweet me yet, but she'll see it on my Facebook or something. But
yeah.
She was she DM'd me this morning, so she's on Twitter. She DM'd me at 10:30 this morning.
Sweet.
So, she hasn't been on Twitter in a few days. She missed some funny stuff. Like, she missed my thing about Charles Shaughnessy, which was amazing and hilarious, by the way. Because
wow.
She hasn't been on Twitter in 3 days, like, since, like, you tweeted her on Shout Out Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last time she tweeted. Well, she tweeted one
more
time.
I love doing those
Shout
Out Saturday things.
I'm too lazy. I'll just admit it. But she hasn't tweeted since then. She missed my Charles Shaughnessy joke. She probably didn't even read her mentions because she missed my Charles Shaughnessy joke, and she would have laughed her butt off at that. Just because we know her, and we know she would have died over that. Especially
exactly.
Because of my grandma. For those of you who don't know, here's what's happened. So my grandma was talking to her on the phone the other night, and I was like, Pasty Pease had a great job. This was right after she was on the show, and I was thinking about it. We were talking about Dave. I was like, you know, she had a great job. She got paid to make out with Charles Shaughnessy. And my grandma was like, where can I sign up for that? And, like, Cody knows my grandmother now. Like, he met her, and that's what makes it funny is Cody just knows the type of woman she is.
Exactly.
And so that just makes it funnier. My grandma never says stuff like that, and so it made it funnier that she said that. And then we got into a debate over who was sexier of the 80 days of our lives men, because there was Bo, there was Steve, and there was Shane mainly, and so we argued, and Roman. So we argued over that. I was like, look, it must have been the eye patch, because Steve was the one that did it for me, and Bo had a motorcycle, so that helped. So
knowing your grandma, I can just imagine that conversation, knowing your grandma.
I was like,
I can imagine
Bo,
that conversation.
Yeah, so I was like, Mo had a motorcycle, which helped, but the eye patch really was the what did it for me, I guess. And then my mom, I didn't want to admit just flat out that I had a thing for Patch Johnson.
Right.
So then I'm talking to my mom about it to feel it out, feel the crowd out, so... I'm like, Mom, me and grandmother were talking about this, and I told her what she said, and she's like, are you talking about Cass? I was like, yes. She's like, oh, he was hot, for sure. So I was like, okay, good. We can just go there then. And then I was like, then let's take
go
a
there.
Moment, because the eye patch held, because on General Hospital, he did nothing. He was literally
hey.
Just a creepy Cassadine, and then he went to days, and it was better.
Hey.
Yes.
Speaking of taking a moment, can we take a moment to spend to send a well wishes out to Zachary Garrett because according to Twitter, today was his last on screen day.
Oh, really? That sucks. Well, Zachary, we love you so much, and you're always welcome on the show. Maybe it's just for now. How can the story be over?
That's according to Twitter at least. And
oh.
and some tweets that he sent out that I kind of read between the lines of, so it's according to that.
Did you know, okay, I'm on Twitter while we're doing this. Antonio, Dancing with Stars is on tonight, and Antonio Salvador Jr. is going to be on there, and he took Kimberly McCullough to homecoming. I did not know that.
I did not either. Huh, wow.
She tweeted, she's like, one of them took me to homecoming, the other signed my DGA app. Guess which one, Alfonso or Antonio? And Antonio is obviously the one that took her to prom because they were on GH at the same time.
Right.
So.
Wow. That's interesting. You know,
so who
yeah,
are you rooting for tonight?
I don't know, to be honest. Well, the GHer in me wants Antonio Sabato Jr. to make it pretty far, but
I hope he does well. I don't know, to be honest. I want him to win. I'm kind of leaning for Bethany Moto because I love her. And actually, she was in Cool Springs a couple weeks ago. Actually, no, it was like a week ago. And I wanted to go meet her, and I didn't have anyone to go with, so I didn't get to meet her. But I'm really rooting for Bethany because I love her. But Antonio, he's got the GHs behind him, so I'll vote for him, too. And let's not forget Leah Thompson because she's the queen, too. I'm done, I swear. So, who's excited for my interview with Silk Steel to come out? I am.
I cannot wait to read that.
I talk a lot, but I do that.
Yeah. You know, I remember when she interviewed me.
Yeah, I remember.
I'm sitting there going.
I talked way more than you did.
I'm sitting there going, really? You want to interview little old me? Seriously?
I know. I messaged her earlier today, and I was like, hang on, let me scroll. She asked me for my Instagram a couple days ago, and so we started following each other there and stuff. And then I said, I'm looking for it. I said, hey, I'd love to do an interview for your site sometime, as well as have you call the show sometime because, you know, you've been really good support and all that. And she's like, OMG, yes, I'm so honored. Believe me, you are on my list. I'm just really lazy, and I'll email you the questions now. And I gave her my email. She was like, thank you so, so much. You made my day. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad. She's like, I'll get this to you today. And then all this. So then I answered them almost immediately. And so it'll be out tomorrow.
I'll keep an eye out for it. And it's not very often that
hit the floor. Hang on. I know I just interrupted, but hit the deck. Did you know that Maxie and Nathan kissed today?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't, and you didn't tell me. I was home, but I didn't watch it. I recorded it, and you didn't tell me that, dude.
Oops.
Dude. Wait, is there anything else I need to prepare myself for?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. I'm so
Except for the fact
I
that...
I can't hide it so bad just now.
Except for the fact that both Peter Harold Jr. and Sr. die.
Big Mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't care. I love Zachary, but I hate Levi / Peter / whatever the hell his name is this week, so I don't care.
Right. Exactly.
But seriously, oh my gosh, Maxie and Nathan kissed, I'm going to die. I'll fall off my couch. I've been behind this the whole way. Like, this is Luke and Laura level good. Just kidding, that was a lie. Please don't hound me on Twitter, guys. That is almost as good as Luke and Laura, except Luke and Laura took 2.5 years. Maxie and Nathan only took 8 months, but still, you know, whatever.
Right. But still,
but they got it.
Oh,
and
the
tragedy aspect, so that helped.
Oh, and Stavros, Dante busted on Stavros as he was about to implant Lulu, so.
Oh, that's creepy. Okay, I just saw this on Twitter, and it's probably too much information, but I'm going to share anyway. It says on Twitter, the picture that Winona Judd posted, it says massaging in the back of your calf or thinking about sex are two ways to hold the urge to pee. So I'm going to try that the next time and see if it works. When I'm in class, and I have to pee. We talk about this a lot. I feel like we talk about peeing a lot. Like, we need to stop. I feel like this happens often. Guys,
well, that's just how we are,
yeah. For you guys who aren't here pre-show, normally it's I call into the show and then I'm like, guys, I'll be right back. I have to pee. The night we had Angela Durrell on the show was so funny because Angela and I, she's sitting here, and I'm like, guys, I'll be back. I have to pee. And it was like 2 minutes to show, and I run, and I was back in it like 30 seconds flat.
Yeah,
she's
you
like,
really
oh, my
were.
God, did you even? She's like, oh, my God, did you even sit down?
I remember
like,
that.
I was like, it's right
that was hilarious.
The bed during my man. I was like, and we have 2 minutes to air. I didn't have time to dilly-dally. Like,
didn't have time to wait.
I know. But she was like, did you even sit down? I was like, yeah.
Obviously.
I'm just young. I guess it's because I'm young and I can run really fast to the bathroom. Okay, we're done with this. We're not about to talk about pee for 20 minutes. We're done with that.
Yep,
oh, this
apparently.
Is a hot mess already.
Oh, man. So, do you have any other plans for your birthday tonight?
Well, I'm going to watch Dancing with the Stars and steal my ass, so that's exciting. Because that's my favorite hobby, as you know.
Fair enough. Me too. Fair enough.
He's like, fair enough. He knows that's my favorite activity. It's just sitting and being lazy. I had a nice nap this afternoon, and then the phone rang, and I just had a bit. That's okay. But I'm hanging out with my grandparents, and I'm having birthday cake, and watching Dance with the Stars, and maybe today's GH. And I have to study for an anatomy quiz, so that's boring. It's jazz all get out, but it's only 11 words I have to learn, so I guess it's not too bad.
It's not bad.
So I'm very excited to hang out. And
what
I had a good day at school. I looked cute this morning, so that's
what
new.
Do you start college? Then it gets pretty bad.
Oh, shut up, Cody. And then, so let's see, this morning, let's see, I did my hair this morning and everything, guys. I wore my Auburn shirt, my Auburn hair bow. I have my Auburn keys, because my key has Auburn on it, guys. It has a lanyard on it. Wore my Auburn shoes, and then I got cold at school, and I just so happened to have my Auburn hoodie. So, it was a nice day with all my Auburn stuff. Someone's like, oh, it's your birthday. I was like, yeah, they're like, is that why you look cute? Like, I look cute every day. I don't know what you're talking about. Excuse you. No, but she was literally like, oh, is that why you look good today? Like, excuse you, I look good every day. I don't know what you're talking about. But she literally said that to me. Isn't that rude? Like, isn't that slightly rude?
It kind of is.
I feel like that's really rude to say.
It is rude.
But anyway. Like, oh, is that why you look decent today? Like, I always look good. I don't know what you're even talking about.
Oh, I have to mention this. For any listeners out there who have not been to the Grand Canyon, you need to go. Trust me. This thing is incredible.
I have not been there.
This thing is incredible. I spent a week out there. Let's see. We flew out the 5th, and we got back in the 13th. So it's been about 8 days in Denver, in Arizona. So.
Wait, did they stab Levi today to kill him?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I'm actually stabbed him in the back. Literally.
Yeah, he posted a picture on Twitter and he said getting knifed is a messy business.
I saw that.
He's sunburned. This picture, he's got sunburn lines.
Yeah.
Okay. We still love you, Zach.
Yes, we do.
I'm sad now that he's done, except I don't really like his character, so it doesn't love me that bad.
Right.
How do you feel about the death of Levi?
You know, I told Zach as much. I was like, Levi started to grow on me, actually, because you know how much I love villains, so.
Yeah. Well, okay, here's the thing, though,
once
we have someone on the show, I feel like they grow on me. Like, guys, I have a terrible confession. Nobody even gets to, like, judge me or say anything. Before we had Mary Beth Evans on the show, I hated Kayla Brady. I did not like Mary Beth Evans, any of the characters I had seen her play. But I didn't watch regularly, so I wasn't that into it. But a lot of people told me they did not like her as a person, her as an actress, and I kind of fell victim to that, and I kind of agreed for a while. Then I met her, and then I was really interested in seeing what she had done, and then I learned that everyone was wrong, and that she's in fact an amazing actress, and that Kayla Brady is the queen bee, and that Stephen Kayla could literally, like, rule the rest of my life. So, it happens, guys. It happens. Like, literally, my friend Nancy right before, because Nancy knew, I was like, Nancy, she's like, oh, my gosh, I'm waiting for it to happen. I'm waiting for her to go from an actress you don't care about to your favorite actress ever. Like, she's not my favorite ever, but she's in the top 5 soap actresses' favorites. So, Nancy was right. And she's amazing. So, I love Mary Beth, and I can't believe I ever felt otherwise. But, yeah, so that's my deep, dark confession, guys. My other deep, dark confession I've already given on this show is that I'm really a Robert Nana fan, and I just pretend to be a Duke Nana fan to keep the Twitter masses happy.
Exactly.
Guys, I can't help it. Okay, honestly, if you compare the two, I'm sorry. There's just no comparison. Like, I just can't help it. Like, Robert Nana just totally agrees with me, so...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Kathy
agrees too,
and Kathy doesn't even like Robert Nana romantically, but she agrees. Like, because her and I were talking about it, and she's like, I'm with Robert Scorpio. I'm like, I'm just mad that in that final scene where they were supposed to kiss, they cut it out. She's
mm-hmm.
like, why'd you have to tell me that? That pisses me off now too. I was like, see,
mm-hmm.
like we don't know if he's ever gonna be back, and they cut that kiss. That's annoying.
Exactly. Right.
Hi, TV.
Oh. A bit of casting news, okay?
Okay.
This is for another soap. GH's former attorney, Achille Sullivan, has landed herself in another soap role. She'll be a newly created character of Sage on A Young and Restless. So,
I watched Young and the Restless for 2 days when Shamar Moore was on, and it's still on my DVR, but I had no idea what was happening, and I hate that show, to be honest. I just watched it for Shamar. I like Days of Our Lives. Like, so my favorite soap is GH, and then it's Days, and I don't like any of the other ones.
Yeah, but, you know, I didn't watch YNR up until around the time, about 3 months after Steve Burton first aired. I didn't watch
it.
I watched it
back in the day when there was Jill and Colin, or not Jill and Colin, Genevieve and Colin, you know,
mm-hmm.
Jeannie Francis and Tristan Rogers. That was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Alas, those times are no more. But, you know, whatever.
Exactly, but,
it happened. Okay,
I said,
public service announcement. Well, public service question. Is Anna Devane really annoying everyone or just me?
She's annoying me constantly.
There you go. Cody and I yesterday, we were watching General Hospital from Friday, because I guess that's what we do when we hang out. And we were going to take a selfie. My dad's like, do it in front of the TV so you can be photobombed with General Hospital. I was like, okay. And then I was like, let's do it to some characters we like Felicia was on. My dad's like, well, who's your favorite? I'm like, anybody but Felicia. Like, Cody and I said it in sync. It was great. He's like, well,
mm-hmm.
who was your guys' favorites? We were like, anybody but Felicia.
But Felicia.
And then
exactly.
we ended up photobombed by Dante. And my sister, whatever.
Yep.
I told Cody he needs to change his Twitter AV so that we match, because my Twitter AV is me and him now. We can match and
yep.
confuse the heck out of everyone on Twitter.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I see so you do that. Did you save those pictures?
I did.
Yeah, see, you can do it. I'm changing mine again. It didn't, for some reason,
Thank
it didn't
you,
work
Angela.
The first time. It didn't say the first time. See, we got photobombed by Dante and Lulu. Tony was rocking his Hall of Fame t-shirt, and I was rocking my Auburn shirt.
Yep. You know, I got that back in 2013, I think, or 2012 when I went. When I went to Canton, Ohio for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Did you call his phone number? Call the show. Sorry, I was talking to Megan.
That's fine.
Get out, Megan.
Yeah. I got that.
I'm sorry, guys.
I got that t-shirt when I went to Canton, Ohio to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which
I
was
lived
incredible.
There for 10 years and never went there.
Which was
I'm
incredible.
Ready. I would love to go. Do we have a caller? Because I think my sister was going to call in, but that's really super.
Oh, yes, we do.
So.
Hold on.
Hi.
That's 615, you're on.
Hi. It's Megan.
Hey, 615.
It's my sister. Guys, Megan's making her first appearance on our show ever. You got to see Megan.
Yep. Yep.
Happy
so
birthday, Emily.
Oh, thanks, homegirl.
Because I haven't seen you all day.
Yeah.
Literally,
she got me
right.
The coolest present ever. Tell them what you got me, Megan.
Well, I got her a mug, a coffee mug that says Diva on it. And I got her a pin with a giant fake diamond at the end to go with her Diva cup. And I was going to get her a crown, but it didn't look like it fit her. And I got her a chocolate bar.
And then she ate it.
Wow.
That 30 minutes just flew. It's like 6 o'clock now.
Yeah, I know it.
That was fun.
Yep.
Was it fun, Emily?
You didn't throw any curveballs at me, which is not normal for you. You're off your game. It's since you've been on vacation for so long. You got to get back.
I know.
I'm
off my game a little bit. I need to step it up.
You need to get back with the surprises. That's your thing, dude. I have my thing. My thing's in my toilet mouth and some other things. You need to get with it with your.
Yep. I need to step it up a little bit.
Your crazy surprises. What? Okay.
Well, ladies, it's been fun.
It was
again,
indeed.
I wanted to say
it was fun to hang out with you yesterday.
That was
yes,
so
it was.
Fun.
Yes, it was. Again, I wanted to say happy birthday, Em. And you know, it's
thank
been
you.
It's been like I told your mom yesterday. It's been a pleasure doing this show with you every day.
Oh, thank you. I feel the exact same.
It's
love
been
our
a pleasure.
Show. It's so fun.
And
about
that, I think
family.
I'm getting it.
I feel like we're like all a big, huge family together.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we're done being mushy.
And with that, I think I'm going to let y'all go, and I'll be talking to y'all later, okay?
Okay, thank you for coming to
the party.
Bye,
buddy. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little impromptu show of celebrating Emily's birthday bash. Join us this Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, which is 5 p.m. for you Central Timers, as we go over and dissect this week's GH. And with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. Keep listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.